Hi everyone, I'm Monica Perez and this is 5 Minutes with Mooney, where we talk with fantasy and sci-fi romance author Linda Mooney about her latest books and upcoming releases. Today we're going to talk about Healer of the Heart. I got to tell you, Linda, this book was so wonderful that it has been reviewed and it has been given wonderful reviews, and I'm giving it my wonderful review right now. I want to talk about Quirrell. He is your medieval time, but not medieval time, genius, because he loves to read, which is what I love to do. He loves to read and he loves to gain knowledge and doesn't feel that the sword is the way to handle things. He likes to think about what is happening and how we can overcome that. And then here comes Marisa. Ah, Marisa, she's beautiful, she's smart, she's funny, and she's a tough little old cat, isn't she?
Both is a country that conquers other smaller countries who are unable to raise armies for itself, but they're a protective country. The two big, bad countries are Mamorse and Kuward, and they sort of border Botha. So Botha is like this little country in the middle, and there's other little countries around it, so they kind of like protect it. Well, one of those little countries surrounding both is called Scandia, which is on the edge of the Sarsian Sea. And Scandia is blessed with healers. They're very rare, but they're people. They're like empaths who can take an injury into themselves, instantly healing the person that they are touching, and they take the injury onto themselves, and then, of course, they heal very quickly. And which is the fantasy element of this story. And both, one of the treaty elements they have with Scandia is that they would always have a healer at their castle to keep the ruling family and, of course, the soldiers and all, keep them in tip-top physical shape. And the story starts off with a current healer, Centos, being poisoned, and them finding out that the poison was intended for Holmes, who is the current leader of Botha. Quirrell is the nephew of Holmes, and he is tapped to be the next healer, ruler of Botha, once Holmes decides to turn over his mantle. Holmes is has no wife, has no children. And Quirrell, being his nephew of his brother, makes him the next immediate family member to take over. And Quirrell doesn't want it. He doesn't want the job. But once Scandia sends a new healer to take the old one's place, and this healer is this beautiful woman by the name of Marisa, and of course, Quirrell isn't going to argue. There's something that sparks between them right off the bat. But there's always that question as to why she would leave her home and come to a place like Botha and take on the responsibilities, especially since she's Imperial family. Yeah, she's part of the Scandia Imperial family. So she's got a little secret that she's hiding that they don't quite know about, but later on in the story you as the reader do find out, along with Quirrell, as to why she came to Botha and left her homeland to take on this very perilous job, now that Botha is now under attack from both Mamorse and Kuward for to be taken over.
But they don't know that.
Yeah.
This is a very good love story, because you can see the love that they have for each other, but they're afraid to express it. And when they finally do, you feel for them. You really do, because they're torn apart. I'm giving it away. I'm sorry. It's a wonderful story. It really is. It is very well written, and I enjoyed reading it.
The fantasy element in this story is that people love reading about swordplay and the medieval times. That's why I took this story into another realm, and I made it like a parallel world, similar to our medieval times. So you had the swords, and you had the battles, and you had the rulers and the castles. And But I had to make it a different world because of the element of the healers themselves. And then, of course, as you're reading the book, you realize it is taking place on a different world. For one thing, they have two sons. And for another thing, they call the animals and they call the plant life different names. But it's not so strange that you feel like you're on an alien world. You just feel like it's just, you know, just slightly different from Earth. And so, therefore, when you find out about the customs on Scandia and some of the festivals that they have, then you understand why Marisa was under such restrictions as she was, and why Quarrel was then restricted too, even though he was going to be the next ruler of Botha, which is called a Dost. And he was the Dost to be, as they put it. In the meantime, you still have the fact that you've got the love story going on, plus you have the fact that his country is now under attack. The two major countries bordering both sides, the east and the west side of him, are preparing to just like come down on him and take over. So their lives are in danger every bit. And plus on top of that, you've got somebody inside the castle, the Both castle. You've got a spy in there somewhere because they tried to kill the current leader, Holmes, and ended up getting the Centos, the healer, instead. Then there's other attacks on the leader. So you not only have the love story going on, but you have, like, it's almost like a murder mystery. and you have this battle that they have to overcome, that they have to fight for.
All right, I have to tell you, I completely and totally agree with Romance Reader at the Heart. It is a true, definite recommended read, because from the very beginning, the attraction between Quarrel and Marisa is so strong, their chemistry being almost magical in the way that it sparks between them. Their time together is not without mistakes and misunderstandings, adding a certain amount of tension to the story. There are also secrets that may stand in their way to happiness. Although there is heat and passion, it shows how far Quarrel and Marisa are willing to go for each other, that they have me calling Healer of the Heart a wonderful love story. I agree. I agree completely. And that's from Romance Reader at Heart, and it is a top pick recommended read. And from Enchanting Reviews, we have absolutely loved the drama and suspense. I especially came to cheer on the hero, Quarrel, for saving the damsel in distress, Marisa. Miss Mooney has such an amazing way of making you not only care for, but also feel the pain and joy of these characters. I gave this overall rating of 5 enchantments from Enchanting Reviews. And from Red Roses, this is a great book and a must-read. The story keeps you enthralled to the point you don't want to put it down. I agree. The author did a great job of building the characters and storyline. I would love to read more from this author. We got 4.5 Red Roses from Red Roses for Authors.
Healer of the Heart is available from The Dark Castle Lords Publishing. That's www.thedarkcastlelords.com, or you can go to my website at www.lindamooney.com, and there is a direct link where you can purchase it. Thank you very much.